Beloved radio friends, I welcome you to the month of October. Join us to raise praises to our God, who has been so good to us and have brought us thus far. On our part, we are glad that God is using us and our sponsors to bring the word of God to you through this platform. Today, our topic is raising sons and daughters for the kingdom of God. Raising sons and daughters for the kingdom of God. Our text will be taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 49, verse 1 to 3. Jeremiah 49, verse 1 to verse 3. And I read, "Against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcon inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war in Rabbah of the Ammonites. It shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of his inheritance, says the Lord. Well, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird yourself with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the walls. For Milcon shall go into captivity with his priests and his princes together." Lord, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today, and we pray that the entrance of the word of God will motivate your people, and they present themselves to be raised as sons and daughters of your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Raising sons and daughters for the kingdom of God. There are basically two categories of people, both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. Number one, sons and daughters of God. And of course, the second category are sons and daughters of Satan. I do not know the category you belong or aspire to belong. But our focus today will be on sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. The work of God ends and begins with sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. God raises sons and daughters. Daughters and the sons raise others for the kingdom of God. In our text, the question is, has Israel no sons? You know, things go wrong where there are no sons. And that was why the question came. Has Israel no sons? So God is in need of sons and daughters. The church is in need of sons and daughters. Even our ministry, the Master's Vessel ministry, is in need of sons and daughters. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, and I want to read from verse 1 to verse 9. And I want to indicate early enough that we shall be reading quite a number of passages today to show you that the need God has for sons and daughters. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.' And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, 'Arise and do not be afraid.' When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, 'Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead.'" Why have we read this? Jesus said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. Jesus needs other sons also, and he needs sons and daughters of the kingdom, those who will resemble him, those who will be approved of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 19, and let me read it clearly. Romans chapter 8, verse 19, the Bible says there, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. God wants sons and daughters who will be revealing, and the whole creation is waiting for the revelation of such sons and daughters of God. Let us see the characteristics of the sons and daughters of the kingdom. Characteristics, we will be mentioning 10 on the whole. Number one, the sons and daughters of the kingdom resemble their father. They resemble their father. Resembling Christ means to be like Christ. It means to be Christ-like. That means that our character has to conform with that of Christ. God wants us to have the nature of Christ, the life of Christ, the temperament of Christ, his behavior, and the manner of his doing things. God wants his sons and daughters to think and talk and do things like Christ. John chapter 14, verse 19. Let me read from John chapter 14, verse 19. Hear what the Bible says. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. Because I live, you will live also. You will live also. God wants his daughters and sons to resemble him. Resemble him. Number one characteristic is that sons and daughters resemble their father. Resemble God. Sons and daughters of the kingdom. Are you one of such? Is your character coming close to be like that of Christ? Number two, a son is forever. A son is forever. And I want to read from John chapter 8, verse 35. John chapter 8, verse 35. Hear what the Bible says concerning sons. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Sons and daughters of the kingdom abide forever. They are for forever. Even in the natural, a son is a son. Whenever a man has a son, that's his son. Sometimes they make the mistake, say that I've disowned you. It doesn't matter. He bears his name. He bears his resemblance. He remains a son for him, whether he disowns him or not. Sons and daughters are forever. In contrast to that, we see what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. The reason why we are taking our time to read these passages is to convince you of what the Bible is saying. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Why sons and daughters are forever? Those who are not will always go away. They will leave. They will profess Christianity for some days or some time or some moment, and off they go. Friends, are you forever? Have you decided to follow Jesus forever? Are you growing to be like Jesus? Sons and daughters are there forever. Number three characteristics. Sons and daughters trust their father. Sons and daughters trust their father, and they keep developing their trust for their father until the father gets satisfied and can testify that this my son, trust me. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Let me read. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Hear what the Bible says. In Luke chapter 11 verse 13, it says, "If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Sons and daughters trust their father. They seek help from their father. They depend and rely on their father. They do not seek help elsewhere. Sons and daughters trust their father. Number four characteristics, sons and daughters honor their father. They honor their father. They hold their father at high esteem. They honor their father. Let me read from Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Hear what the Bible says concerning this. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 says, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?" Sons and daughters honor their father. Friends, what are you involving in that are dishonorable to our father in heaven? Sons and daughters honor their father. They fear their father. They reverence their father. They hold their father in high reverence. Are you one of such? Number five characteristics, sons and daughters obey their father. Sons and daughters obey their father. They live in obedience. As a matter of fact, obedience is the major characteristics of Christianity. Take away obedience, there will be no Christianity. Everything about Christianity is obedience. Living in obedience to the word of God. The book of Galatians chapter 6, 1 to 3, the Bible says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself." Sons and daughters obey their father. They live in obedience to the commands of the father. They live in obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, we will terminate here today and continue next week. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Your intention is to raise daughters and sons for our land who will represent you. Sons and daughters of the kingdom who will stand in for you and not cause the land to be desolate and ravaged. We pray you, mighty Father, arise in our country and raise sons and daughters for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.